Happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays. Today is the 23rd. Today is episode 323 in 2023. And what does that have to do with anything? Absolutely nothing. It has nothing to do with main supports and a legendary main support player gracing us with his expertise, his litany of knowledge of all these players. We're doing a rank down of main supports with none other than Funny Asher himself. How you doing?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for taking some time out. Yiska, are you ready to fight over God knows who?
This one was hotter than Tank, honestly.
Yeah, definitely.
But I feel like there's a lot less main supports than there are tanks, like really elite ones.
If you're saying especially tank, because
of Overwatch 1 as well, where there was like main tank and off tank. So you've got the best main tanks, the best off tanks.
Yeah.
And then the best mix. Whereas now it's just always been the same main supports.
Pretty much, yeah. Once you, I feel like a lot of these names, it's like you have that like breakout year and it's like, oh yeah, you'll be around for a little bit. Like you're pretty damn good. You can hang. Tanks, it was like, okay, you know, you can kind of like get a little bailed out. Overwatch 2 blew that open, it felt like. I feel like, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels like a lot of times main supports kind of are the flex tanks to those main tanks in the past, where it's like your flex support, you know, you could do a lot to kind of protect people and service and facilitate. So if anybody was like actually kind of, you know, griefing a little bit, you know, you were there and you could kind of like help them out.
Yeah, you're the bailout in Overwatch 2, I think, definitely. My DPS player goes like on a flank, that's a bad idea, I can bail him out, it's on me.
Yeah. Is there like a call of the void? Do you just like completely like become lifeless when you see somebody just run an odd flank and you're just like, oh god, I have to go save you, or you are actually going to cost us this?
I feel like that's 90% of my job for the last 2 years. It's just been running to people on the flank who picked a bad time. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All kinds of spinning plates and the most thankless job. For Lucio's,
you occasionally get some thanks, but only when you kill people. If you've hit the perfect amp timing, no one is gonna care.
Oh.
You've managed your packs well, no one cares. Mm-hmm. But
if you kill
people, people care.
Yep, that's the one thing I was. And we can say this now because the league is pretty much dissolved. It was the one thing I wish we had like really detailed stats for, like those really like crunchy, like how much healing does Funny Astro do with his like amp it up with Lucio? How much?
Yeah.
What were the pack timings on Brig? How much healing versus boosted damage were like certain Mercies doing? You know, like it was that stuff that I felt like we could really get somewhere with, and we just never either got access to that or just were never published.
The problem is it actually is not correlated to good play. Because
it is interesting. I don't care if it's good. I just think it's interesting.
It's interesting, yeah. But it's way too comp dependent, and it's way too dependent on the opponent, right? Like a good pack timing or high uptime might just also mean that the opponent is not doing damage, right? You would have to come up with very smart stats in order to figure that out. And I remember IBM tried their hardest to get any.
I think the
kind
IBM
of
rankings weren't terrible when they came out, the Watson rankings.
They weren't terrible, but the problem was the strongest correlation was just map win rate. Like obviously. If you had like just ranked people based on map win rate, they would have basically almost one by one been on every single row map win rate.
The problem is when you die less, you win more.
Yes.
And when you do more damage, you win more. Yeah. So like when you put all the stats together, you're gonna have higher map win rate.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's also something to be said about if you're losing, then there are certain heroes that are more impacted in terms of stats than others. Like Soldier is always pretty stable. Like if you win or lose, you're pretty much doing a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah, because you just go on your own flank and shoot people.
Right. You don't die that much. You're pretty quick back into right? While like other characters, just like especially tanks, just stand and fall with whatever your team is doing. So stats in Overwatch, very hard to contextualize for sure.
100%. That goes with agreed there, 100%. I don't know, man. I just want to count them packs. But before we start pack counting, we get on that loud pack. Shout outs to the real ones. 323 is kindly supported by all of our patron producers, our YouTube members. If you can't support us monetarily, download the podcast, just like it, share it with a friend, all that good YouTube stuff that you hear everybody, all the influencers say. But thank you to our patron producers, Battlecrat, Briefmind, Bean, Bronzebot, Buhao, Lulshin, Rexane, Follow Melon, Sugar High, and our YouTube members, IMDRW, Brother Adamel, Ice Angelo, Fire Element 6, and 8K. Main supports, top 10 rankings. Here we are. Astro, was this difficult for you?
This was impossible, the bottom half. I don't think I've even got it down. I'm just going to pick a random name from the four I've got written.
Yeah, it does feel like they're kind of like chunked, right? They're like tiered off where it's like, I feel like anybody could be in here. We'll see what, you know, what kind of arguments are said. And then like the upper echelon is like, you could probably mix these up and I wouldn't hate it either.
Yeah, I think there's a clear divide between like the top and the middle and the bottom.
Right.
Yep.
And there's like maybe six people in the top and then like another six or seven in the middle. So it makes it difficult to pick out 10.
Yeah. I'm honestly just waiting for you guys to give me any idea in which way you're moving, and then I'll just use the social confirmation in order to, you know, like, I thought this all along.
Mm-hmm. And if there's ever a name, Astro, that you have like a story or like you are super impressed, or if you want to get like real crazy with it and you want to talk about like how like you just have like this terrible nightmarish memory of this player who either like ruined a team, you know, ruined a fight, or like, you know, you didn't think they were very good. Like, I think that's kind of the idea with a lot of this stuff is like, what do the pros actually think of each other? Like, where are they ranking each other? Like, how good? Were they like absurdly insane? Oh my god, I hated playing against that guy. He was the worst. Like, that's the opinions where we're getting here. Okay.
Yep.
Beautiful. All right. I'll lead us off with number 10. Coming in, I want to kind of say a legacy vote. I want to say somebody who, based on length of time in the league, probably deserves a spot. Even though I think, you know, definitely trailed off by the end. Number 10, I've got Slime.
Whoa.
I've got Slime number 10.
What teams was he even on?
I mean, Titans.
Titans and then,
yeah, he was on Titans.
Florida.
Oh, and then Florida, but he was Titans, not Florida, that good on Florida, right?
Not that good.
Yes.
Yes.
He had a year on, or he had half a year on Seoul as well. Okay.
It's a little bit, you know, like, it felt weird not having him in there. It was like, between, if I'm going to be honest, like, honorable entrant, there was like him and Masa. I was like, oh, fuck. I always think Moss is super underrated. I think he's really good.
Okay, we're on different planets today. That's
I'm on
exactly, yeah.
If you've not put Master in this top 10,
yeah,
that's kind of crazy, I think.
It was between him and Slime, I'm going to be honest. Masa had this, was 10, and
watch.
Then I was like,
we're
fuck,
back to
like,
pack watch.
Violet. We were talking prior to the show, and I was like, dude, yeah, Violet has like a ton of like main support time, so I was like, I got to put him in here somewhere. So Masa took the bullet.
That is kind of crazy.
I appreciate that you guys have the gusto to put him on here. I like that. I respect that. I didn't think Yisuke was going to, for sure. I have no idea what the fuck you were going to do, but
I think my top 10 is going to be so different.
No.
That's exactly what we want. That is 100% the case.
Okay, Yisuke. So I start us off with 10th? Or?
Yeah, you could go ahead. Funny Astro, go ahead.
I put Yveltal.
Oh,
number
10. Crazy. Okay.
I feel like I haven't watched a lot of Chinese Overwatch, but he's been really good when I've been watching.
Oh, yeah.
He's not as good. Oh yeah, Xerneas, name change. But he's not as good at the Lucio style, which is like kind of the Apex problem, right?
Yeah.
You've got a lot of brick players and flex support players, but not a lot of really good Lucios.
Mm.
So I think that's just a region diff, but he was great at brick. Insane at Mercy as well. Probably the best Mercy in the league.
That's true. I think that it's like him and Nisha are like the two like interchangeable.
They were
pieces
battling out for my 10th place.
Yep. I wouldn't put him 10 personally, but I'm a little biased. So that's just me. Yisuke, number 10 for you. he doesn't want to say. He's so gun shy. Pull the trigger, say it.
I got an Overwatch League winner. I got you wrong.
Okay. That's
And the problem,
surprising, I think it's a time thing, right?
Yes, the problem with Chulhong is that he just hasn't been in the league there for very long, right?
Yeah.
It's two seasons, right? Correct. I think so. He came in with in the
proper year. One of the seasons wasn't that good.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Montrano was
not that he was playing bad.
Yes.
I don't think he was playing exceptionally.
Yeah.
But yeah, the team just didn't do very well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this was a top 10 in terms of salary, he wouldn't be 10. But alas, I think
I would
like,
kill to be Chulhong.
I think it almost feels like doing him a little dirty just because he is very good and like he looked very good already in contenders. He, I think, deservedly was hyped when he got in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, to be honest, I just switched him not too much. I had him 9 before. I just put one guy up, and I think it's totally justified.
Okay. I mean, I have both of those other names. I both have Xerneas and Chulhong on my list, but they're considerably higher. Yeah. So I'm interested. I see where Yisk is coming from. I think he's definitely like, I think if I ever ask him to like rank me anything, it's usually like length of time takes a big priority for him. So like that makes a lot of sense that like very, very good player, one kind of iffy year and one incredibly fantastic year and a lot of like expert praise. So like that makes sense. And yeah, I get that. I get that. Yisuke, do you want to do number 9? You want to start us off with 9?
Sure. My 9 is Faith. And that's a...
I think that's crazy.
That's
crazy
cap.
Low?
I think that's crazy high.
Oh. Oh my god. Okay. This is going to be interesting.
I don't know where you who else you would put in here in terms of main supports, right? So I think in
was
terms
Faith,
of Faith. Yeah.
He was terrible in Boston, right?
I
like,
don't
not terrible,
think so.
But he was not I did not rate him highly at all on Boston. He was definitely better on Vancouver.
Right.
He was clean on break. But I think the Boston year, he was not very good at the game.
The thing is, if you ask the Boston folks, they say he was the best player on that team during that time. And that might be...
Well, the team sucked, right?
Right.
Who was on that roster?
I mean...
It was like the WDG guys, right?
And, yes. And WDG,
Yeah. WGS, whatever.
Yeah, I'm now confused. Do we have the
right I have Faith ranked. I'm definitely higher, but I'm interested. All right, Astro, what are we doing at 9?
9. Ooh, I've got Chulhong.
Okay, yeah, I get that.
I think the same problem where he's had a standout year this year, but he's also been part of the mayhem system where it sort of made everyone on that team a standout player.
Sure.
And he wasn't even the best brig this year. Obviously, Cheer was better.
Mm.
And Violet is arguably better as well. And yeah, his Toronto year wasn't that impressive, but I think winning the league, it's got to put you somewhere in the top 10.
It has to. Even when it does have like a low sample size, he deserves to be on the list. Really, really good player, 100%. And I think like, and this definitely wasn't part of like the argument or like the criteria, but like if you extended the league a couple years, you probably have Chulhong on a number of teams doing like well, if not above average, if not, you know, on winning teams as well. So,
well, I think this is the hardest thing about main support is because it's so team reliant and there's not been a lot of main supports who have hopped team and had like a consistently good performance.
Right.
Like, I always think of like FD God. When he was on Paris, he was exceptional. And he's always been mechanically skilled, but the second he went to Shock, it was just like a crazy change, right? Instant downhill. And the same on Washington. He wasn't good there as well. So it's like,
how good is he?
You know, when he's on this exceptional Paris, that he's got Sparkle and Hambin with 9K and Rush coaching them, right? Like,
how can
you've got
you
an
not
insane roster about
great.
You. Yeah, you're going to look good. he's obviously got good mechanics, but it's like, where do you put them in a main support ranking after those performances? Mm-hmm.
You guys got any thoughts there with Chorong at 9?
I mean, we're pretty close here. I think it's just, yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm getting a little anxious towards the higher ranks because I have two names that are very similar and they are not similar where I rank them. Like, we'll see.
Okay. 9 for me. And based on everybody else's reaction of some of my picks, this may be the hottest one. I have Jexa at 9. Is that crazy?
Yeah, I think that's crazy. Yeah. I think he sucks. So bad, man.
Really?
He's so bad. He has some of the worst mechanics on Lucio I've ever seen.
Oh my god.
Watching him was painful sometimes. Like, huh. Definitely. Because he wasn't good at Brig either, right?
Yeah, no, that was definitely not something that I like. Obviously, there's like three heroes that I feel like you think of when you think of like main supports. And I feel like you know.
Yeah, it's Lucio, Brig, Mercy, right?
Exactly. And it's like.
And on Dallas, he was the obvious weak link,
100%.
Right?
Yes. I think his Dallas year was easily his weakest. I thought he was like kind of a shining spot for like Houston. Obviously, a shit year for them. 2019 on
Yeah,
Seoul,
I remember he had lots of clips of him doing good things.
Yes.
But
the
there
aggregate
were lots of clips
mostly...
of him doing bad things as
sure,
well.
Sure, that's fair. Then maybe that's just the, you know, my bias of like thinking of the past and being like, yeah, I remember him doing so well, and it was like
I don't remember his year on Seoul.
I remember him coming into that year and everybody talking him up as being like a big target for the free agency and being a great like caller. I talked to a couple people and they were right. We would love a main support who could call. And Jexa was like, once you plug him in, like he kind of like took control of the team in a way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And I felt like that to me is something that I kind of rate a little high. But like, yeah, no, I don't think he's like the best player ever. But I think like 3 years in the leagues, you know, Dallas wasn't great, but it wasn't awful. Well, I guess maybe it was awful.
I mean, Houston's year was awful.
Yes, that whole team was objectively bad, 100%. Even yeah. Seoul wasn't great.
Yeah, Seoul wasn't great. Dallas was a good team, but he was the worst player.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Agreed there. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm, all right, I'm liking where this is going. This is content.
Also, I've not added, like, shot calling ability into the mix in my rankings. I've just gone off pure mechanics. I think it's impossible to know.
Yeah.
100%.
That's fair.
Yeah. And this is he said, she said, like, yeah, I don't know, like, imagine, I would imagine a couple people saying it. I have got to put a little bit of faith there, but like, who knows? I'll double up and I'll go 8. I'll start with another legacy name. I think you kind of have to have him here somewhere in the top 10, Astro. Do you have Toby on your list?
I don't.
No Toby. Okay.
I have no Toby.
Okay, now I'm like really questioning how you feel. This
this was 100% exactly what I was looking for. I want the pros to come on and be like, "Nah, shit mechanics." Like, I can tell you exactly why.
But it was
like,
he played in an era where everyone had shit mechanics, right?
100%. Yes,
and he had the best of the shit mechanics. I wasn't sure he was going to be my honorable mention.
That's right. Fair
because I didn't know where to put him because against every other name in the list, he doesn't really stand up because he was so old.
Yes.
We were just doing owl history. If we were doing before owl history, then
that'd be a different story.
Obviously, yeah, he's obviously on the list.
Right.
But just because when owl started, he was good year one.
Mm-hmm. And then
okay
kind of
year
out.
Two. Yeah, it was okay year two and three. And then just, he was just kind of falling off the whole time.
He had one year where everyone was just like, okay, this guy's trying his hardest, and like Seoul's just bad, but at least there's Toby. And like he had some clutches in there.
I remember one year on Seoul he did well, actually.
Yeah.
But I don't remember how well. And it was when, I think it was when APAC was split, so it must have been season 3.
Okay.
Was Toby someone you looked at when you were coming up?
Yeah, when I was 16 or 17, I used to watch Lunatic High and watch Toby and ask myself, what is he doing that I'm not?
Yeah. Was there anything that like you remember that stuck out? Like, oh, like I could integrate that into like where I'm positioning. Like, I should stick with my Ana a little bit closer.
I don't think I was thinking about the game that much when I played back then. I was just kind of opening Overwatch and queuing for ranked.
Hey,
and watching him play and being like, I can do that too.
I think that's a good gusto to approach this with. So,
also, yeah, he did take my job temporarily, and then I took it back.
There you go. See, true. Wrestling for control. It wins the gulag, you know. Punk's
I did win the gulag against him.
So, who do you have at 8, Astro? If not Toby, then who?
At 8, who did I just do? I just did Chung. So I have Massa at 8.
Yeah, okay. I get that. I think Massa is super underrated.
It's tempting to put him even higher after World Cup because he has not played the game for ages, came back, and looked clean as fuck.
Mm-hmm. He did not miss a beat. I think his time on both Atlanta and Vancouver,
I think Vancouver, he was not doing well at all. He was taking the paycheck. But this time on Atlanta and Team Finland was great.
That's fair. That is 100% fair. Yeah. Massa is definitely a name that I think.
Yeah.
Very, very good player. 100%. Yiska, 8.
I also have Toby. It's just based on the longevity, you know, like, it's a legacy pick. Rarely was a problem. I think last time we also said, like, if you do it over such a long time without being a problem in at the highest level of play, that's probably an achievement that not too many have achieved, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Agreed.
Big question is, I'm curious, did any of you put Admiral in? Because he is the biggest not problem Lucio there's ever been.
No. But
I don't have him on the list, but I think I agree. Like, he's definitely like not anybody who I'm ever expecting to like go crazy and like make big plays.
But he only has three seasons, right?
I mean, 3 seasons is pretty fucking good.
That's a few seasons,
solid. It's better than fucking Sly.
It's the amount that time played. Toby played.
4.
Pretty much. 3 in a couple of months.
And he played the first
until I got a visa.
Basically 2 seasons.
True.
Even though
first
I wouldn't
season
wait
being 40 games is still nuts.
Yeah. Do you have like as a minor spoiler? Do you have Admiral on your list, Astro?
No, no, okay. I don't. But I was considering it.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Same.
I was really stuck on 10th place.
Okay.
I get that.
I'm just counting. It's like you gotta. Did you put yourself in the top 3? Funny Astro.
You're gonna have to wait out and see.
Yeah. You gotta check the timestamps. I don't know. Just tell you. Yeah. Check the VOD.
Yeah.
Astro, do you want to do the honors of giving us your number 7?
Number 7, I have Animo.
Okay. So that was one of the names at the very end I was going to ask you. I have been a historic Animo hater.
Same.
I think he was a great not problem on New York, and he was also good on Mayhem. I think he was genuinely really good on
really?
Mayhem.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is such a huge bias like shift because I'm just like there's so many times I would spot him either just like not doing much of anything, missing beats. I feel like there's just I have such an aversion to being like, bro, Animo has to give the best hugs. He's got to have like the best sandwich making skills. I don't know what this boy does behind the scenes, but everybody keeps him around. So there's got to be something like he's either like he's got great English. I don't know what it is, but if you think he's just not like a problem, great. Like, is a role player
bad mechanics?
Okay, interesting. Okay,
on Lucio at least
that's fair.
And his break was actually pretty good. I remember scrimming against him on Mayhem last year.
Yeah,
I was pretty impressed. I thought he was going to be like old and washed and do nothing, but
he was
pretty solid when we played against him. When I watched his POV, he had the right idea. He was definitely a smart player.
Okay, interesting. All right. Well, I would trust you before I trust me.
Same, but in my mind palace, Animo is the second coming of Nuss. Okay, like. I feel like
that'd be fun. fun. I want to go through like the historic main supports at the end with Astro and be like, all right, who was actually shit? Like, let's talk some shit. Like, who was bad?
Be interesting to do that, the bottom 10 out of the list you've got on screen. Ooh. As well.
Oh, there you go. Well,
that's
all
cruel.
Right.
That's
I mean,
mean,
a little bit. A little bit. I'll take number 7 as well. This is where I have Cho'Rong. I kind of moved him around as we were arguing. I was like, oh, yeah, like you can't have him too high. I had him kind of juiced. But yeah, 2 years. Toronto definitely wasn't great. There's a couple moments where I was like, oh, okay, like this is the crazy paid player that I was promised. This was the guy who everybody was bigging up as a rookie. Like, he's finally here. But then he would like quiet back down again and kind of not really do much of anything. But it could have been a team thing. And then, yeah, obviously Florida was fantastic. So Cho'Rong, number 7. I don't think much more needs to be said. Yesuke, you're number 7. He's shifting.
I got
figured out which name to put.
Masa. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, I think just the longevity. Yes, he phoned it in Vancouver. I think he would probably say the same.
I respect him for doing that. Taking the paycheck is it's smart, you know.
Get the bag. Huh?
And also, like, I think it is also like taking the paycheck is triggered by something. I think like he's also a competitor. In had there been any cultural inclination as to reward that, he would have probably gone there, because I don't recall there ever being issues of like motivation during his time in Atlanta. Like the worst I can recall about the guy is that he was pissed off at having to search for an apartment because like
oh yeah.
So
I remember that.
Yeah. No, like, yeah. I think he's a, like, just in terms of career longevity, and also I think perennially Atlanta players will always be underrated.
Yep. That is true. I think when I was on Atlanta Academy, I lived in the team house and he was there. And at some points we did try putting me in for the Atlanta main team, and Massa was actually just too clean.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very hard man to bench. Because everyone loves him. And he shows up every day and he just does his job, and then he's always doing his job, and he was very good at it. So
is it wrong to, like, when I think of Masa, I feel like I think of his Brig more so than his Lucio? Is that something
his
that you
Brig is terrible compared to his Lucio? I think his Lucio is so much better.
Anything specific that you're like, you look at his Lucio and you're like, nobody does it as good as Masa, like whatever, like, movement?
He's just great at playing rush mirrors. Any sort of rush mirror team comp, he just sort of understands the flow of it really well. Obviously, like the amp timing, the beat timing, he just kind of gets it.
Okay. All right. I like that. I don't know why I think of his break. I don't know. It just sticks out.
It's what they got to grand finals on, right? They played Break Back Barissa.
I don't remember.
Something like that.
That was like the rush stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. They were forcing rush.
Yeah. That's right. That's probably why. Yeah, no. I think Moss is great. Agreed. I'll go ahead and say Violet. It's my number 6. Solid player. Fantastic.
I have the same number 6.
There we go. Okay, cool. Something we agree on. Yes. I'm not completely batshit. Here we go. This is the redemption arc. Here we go.
I think that's a perfect place for Violet. He had he's played main support, what did we say? Was it 3 years? Or 2.5?
2.5, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was the best Brig in season 3. He was the best Brig in the league.
Okay.
And then his Lucio was incredibly derpy. In 2022,
yeah,
he hadn't figured out how to wall ride yet, but he figured that out for 2023. It took him a year, got there eventually. He started skating on the walls, and actually, he's got good aim, so he can just play anything.
Yeah,
it's useful.
100%. Can I ask you something? As somebody who's been in around Overwatch for a long time, you've seen, I'm sure you've seen Violet play a number of times.
Yeah,
I feel like the one thing for me that always sticks out and like is a thorn in his like GOAT candidacy and his like resume. I feel like Violet, the only thing you can nitpick on his gameplay is his positioning is a little weird sometimes. Like he does kind of grief sometimes.
Yeah.
Thinking
he
of
does.
Like the BAP jump into the headshot and like he gives me the same like the same kind of feeling that like traditional sports players do, where they feel like they need to be like they have to like do everything. Like, if it's not me doing it, then I can't really trust anybody else. Is that?
I agree. Definitely okay. His first year on Lucio as well. Yeah. We used to make him Ajax at least once per scrim because it was so easy. Because he would just walk forward and it would be so easy to catch him every time and he would never expect it. He would never plan for it. And it was just like, there's no way. But he improved.
Definitely.
Really well. And by grand final, obviously he made grand finals. Mm-hmm. I didn't, so I can't talk a lot of shit there. And he was playing well.
Totally. I think one of the only examples, the obvious examples, and I feel like people on the outside can really see, of like actual like growth. I feel like a lot of times like you just see somebody and they're just like, they're not very, they're not exceptional at this thing, and you don't really see them grow too much throughout the season or like through many seasons. And I feel like Violet at main support was a necessity. And then it became a luxury, and then it became like, oh shit, like Violet actually is like, you can rank him. Yeah, he's really, really good.
But his Brig was always good. From the second that hero was released, he was insane at Brig. I remember he was by far, like, would damage gap everyone in scrims, everyone in tournaments on Brig. I'd never seen anyone pump out the numbers he managed to. I don't know how he was doing it, but it was impressive.
Any when you speak of Brig, is there any love given to like Mickey's Brig, like a OG Brig entrepreneur? None.
The hero was so easy then. Playing in Rush with like 300 health, you bash through shields, it stuns people. The hero was so easy. You could have played with one hand and looked good on Brig.
That's fair.
Have done more than Overwatch 2 Brig.
Is that more of like Dallas just got to it first before everybody else kind of realized how gigabusted it was? Okay, got it. All right. Yiska, do you agree? Is Violet 6?
Yeah. I had, to be honest, I had Violet in 10th. Just because, but then I recalled like the Brig year, and I think you probably can give him that as a main support year. It's just like, I feel like main support is hard for that reason, right? Like, he didn't play only main support heroes, traditional main support heroes, in the last 2 years either. He played a shitload of Kiriko, which we can argue, is more flex support. I think, like, generally speaking, there is a lot of fuzziness here in the rankings just because the role changed so much. And I think eventually, like, you would have probably had to learn flex support, or you will have to, based on also presumably smaller rosters. But I think that a lot of the fuzziness that folks would have is just like coming to an agreement what is actually main support play. And if someone, played Brig, or even I think like a healthy amount of BAP play was also on main support players, right?
Yeah, it was.
So that's weird.
Definitely in season 3.
So yeah, it's really hard sometimes to allocate like where's someone being a main support and where's someone being a flex support.
Well, there's one thing for sure: Violet never played Mercy.
True.
God bless him.
And you do not want to see him on it either, as well.
Yeah, I feel like that's the one thing that like the way that I have conceptualized Violet, I'm like, no Mercy. Maybe probably not some Moira either. I don't know if I want to see him.
I remember. In season 3, he was really toxic back then.
Okay.
And he was terrible in ranked. This was the year where he was like getting cancelled every other week for saying some dumb stuff in ranked.
Sure.
And he said he was so mad at Mercy One Tricks in ranked that he was saying how easy it was and that he was going to do unranked to rank 1 Mercy only or something.
Oh,
and
God.
He got stuck at like rank 400 and couldn't break past there time I saw him in ranked. It was painful to watch, to be honest.
I appreciate a man fueled by rage.
Yeah, he really is a man fueled by rage.
The question
With
Violet is always, let me ask you this, Astro, like considering the entire career, is he the Overwatch League GOAT?
He's got to be, right? No one else has won as much as he has over the same span as him.
Yeah.
I think you can argue it. I think you can.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's impossible to argue for anyone else.
Yes. I honestly think like this is the season. I
I'm sorry, but the way yeah. I saw it before the season, Profit staying in APAC, not taking any of the NA offers and competing here and getting the real accolades, so to speak, or getting on a team that has a possibility to get the trophies, hurt the legacy. He played decently well, but like I remember doing an interview with Violet, and I told him, like, if you guys win anything, I think you're my GOAT. And I think, like, even just like getting second in grand finals is fine. Like,
yeah,
by contrast to what the runner ups did, right? I think that's where you gotta just say, like, this guy has won two trophies, has been to two other finals. Like, it's just and
he's been good the whole time.
Yeah,
it's not like he's been carried. He's done it on multiple rosters, two different roles as well.
Yeah,
multiple roles.
Yeah,
and he's just You can't argue for anyone else, I think.
And the whiplash that Shock had after they lost him to another team, that then right after became that runner-ups, like just like the contrast of their performance, they were always a good orc, except when Violet wasn't a starter.
The second Violet's not there,
yeah,
the team sucks.
And they had main support issues the entire time, right?
Yeah.
Now,
because they went with Vindame and they blamed him for everything, and then. They got Renko and Luke Mino and blamed them for everything. And then put Max or Junbin on BAP half the time in scrims. And probably blame them for everything.
It does feel like a role that you can kind of just like, fucking stupid Lucio players, man. God.
Yeah. But I think it is hard going from
having
someone that good and then losing them. I think we suffered the same thing with Shu this year. Because you go from playing with Shu, and then we swap to Lastro Babel, and they're obviously both great, but neither of them are Shu.
Yeah.
Shu is just
different. But Shu's fucking different. That's for goddamn sure.
So then we have like blame problems and stuff, and
of course.
Both of them got a lot of flame online as well. And then Cal came in as well, so we went through three flex supports trying to change Shu.
Figure it out. Hard to chase somebody like at like an elite. Unironically, like elite, you can't really find a replacement. There's no like good. There's nobody who does it like Shu, like you know, Fearless. Like you're not going to replace a Winston God, and you figure that out.
It's
you know,
just it's, impossible.
You can't. It's a one of one kind of situation. I say that like unironically. A lot of I feel like that gets thrown out a little bit too much with like Gen Z. So, like, come on down, calm down, guys. Not everybody's one of one. Let's not get crazy with it. So for audio listeners, quickly running through the top or the bottom six for everybody. Yiska has Chorong, Faith, Toby, Masa, Violet as his 10 through 6. Funny Astro has Xerneas, Chorong, Masa, Anemo, Violet as his 10 through 6. And then I have Slime, Jexa, Toby, Chorong, Violet as my 10 through 6. And coming in at 5, and this is, it sounds like it's going to be controversial, I had Faith. Somebody who I kind of fell in love with, especially this year, but I think historically in the past has been like, it always seemed like solid, wasn't necessarily a super big problem. The one thing that maybe you can speak on this year, Astro, the one thing that I did spot with Faith was he was really good at like getting above enemy Lucios on like first fights and like getting them off the wall. There's like a 4 or 5 different clips of him on like, I think it's university, how everybody like rolled out towards
that's,
like the coast.
That's the pussy way to play.
Okay. That's fair. All right. So you're, I thought that was such like a chess. I was like, oh my God, it's a beautiful mind moment. Like he's just like,
no.
It's so,
that
I
is
like,
the like, I'm scared of the enemy Lucio doing a lot of things on this wall. So I'm going to get him off it instead of, I'm just going to go do more than he is. You know,
I respect that. I like that. Okay. It's just a different view.
I feel like whenever I'm having a bad series, I just start booping the other Lucios off the wall. Because it's just like, I just know how annoying it is.
Yeah.
It's just annoying. Like, you decide that, I can't get as much value as you. I'm just going to make your life miserable.
I get that. That feels very like a wise Reinhardt player of yesteryear used to talk about how there's like, dumb Rhine players, and then there's like, you know, aggressive Rhine players, and you're either dumb or aggressive, and there's not like too much in between. So you figure it out, you know, whatever side of the fence you lie on. So
you got to be like Bumper.
Yes, exactly. You either feed or die trying. However that works. Shout out 50. Astro, you're number five.
My number five has moved. Where is my number five? Who did I have at five?
He's escaped.
I don't know who I had at five. Come back to me.
Okay, fine. Yes, go five.
My five is Xerneas. So
yeah,
I think
I don't hate that.
I also don't think I agree with Astro that he doesn't have that Lucio thing on lock. I think he's...
I thought he did, yeah.
I think he's the best Lucio that ever played in APAC. And it's not close.
Oh, okay. Astro, do you have a rebuttal there? Who's the best APAC Lucio?
None of them.
Wait.
IDK.
IDK, yes. IDK, you're base for that. You're base as fuck.
And if Rain continued to play the game, then Rain was miles better than Xerneas at Lucio.
Oh, that was a name. I was like, damn. Rain was kind of hot.
Was so good for 1 year. I don't know why he didn't get on another team. I don't know. He only had 1 year in the league and no one wanted
him. It was on Valiant, right?
Yeah, it was on Valiant, but he was
good.
So good. Yep. He was insane mechanically and he could play multiple heroes as well.
Yeah. By the way,
if he'd played more than 1 year, he would have been in my top 10.
Damn. Okay. All right. I like that. Not a lame a lot of people remember.
I also just lied. There's definitely an APAC Lucio that's better. So it will be reflect. I mean, I'm Leech not going to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. He was a name that I was like, I don't want to put him here, but you kind of have to.
Yeah. I feel like Xerneas, like, the problem is that he is kind of a shitter in terms of, like, he always runs into trouble internally. And then this, I mean, 50,000, I think it was on, he spent on...
fucking loot boxes or something, or fucking gacha.
Oh,
gacha,
yeah.
Engine. Yeah.
That was it. I remember seeing that thread. That's a lot of money.
That's a year's salary.
What did you
that's
do
insane.
With your money? Did you spend 50,000 on anything?
I bought a house. That was a
there you go.
50,000.
Hey.
Yeah.
In the UK?
Smart lad.
Yeah, in the UK.
Oh, wow. Wait, that was 50,000?
It was a lot more than 50,000.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, fair.
Considerable amount more.
I would have to imagine, yeah. That's smart though. Good. You hear a lot of like esports, like, oh, Balenciaga this and crazy spending here. You don't hear a lot of you don't hear a lot of people being like, yeah, I put it into investments and I bought a house.
I think loads of people did buy things or put it into investments.
Good.
They're just not the ones who, it's not like you post about it, you know?
Yeah, no. But I feel like that's such a I think it makes a lot of sense for the people who are smart with their investments and smart with their money that they aren't also the same types of people who are going to be like, you know, posting on socials and you can kind of see where their money has gone.
Yeah.
But I think it's also really important for like the future of esports that like people like yourself, like the stories that you guys have gone through, regardless of like the mechanics and like your time in league, but also like post league stuff, like that is also part of that story. And being like, yeah, you got to be smart with your money. Like this isn't. If there was ever a career to like be really careful with your money, esports has probably got to be up
especially
there.
Especially when you don't know
stability.
How long.
Yeah.
You don't know how long you're going to last in esports.
Unironically,
so if you're in the league for 1 year and you're on a 50K contract and you're like, whoa, I'm going to be here for 5 years. I'm going to earn 250K. I'm going to be rich. And then you blow it all in the first year because you think you're going to be loaded. And then you get cut. what do you do? You know, where's your money gone? You've got nothing now.
You got a fun year, is what you got.
Yeah, you
got a great year.
That's what I.
That's the name that comes to mind.
Oh man, I haven't thought about Endler forever. That's so funny.
That's what I thought about
guy. That guy would disappear for 2 days straight. Like he would disappear. Just he would go for the weekend, and he would come back and. He would have been partying for the weekend straight. And you know he has no money by the end of his year in the Overwatch League.
Oh, God. Well, somebody's got to catch up with him. Somebody's got to see what he's doing.
I realized that I have my rankings wrong. Can I move everyone up one?
That's fair, yeah. Eric, can we do that? Is that functional?
Oh.
He broke it.
I've destroyed the spreadsheet.
Fixed.
No, some. Okay.
What spot did you mean to put somebody in?
No, I just only ranked 9 people on my ranking.
Oh, okay. That's
on my top 10, there were only 9.
Okay. So do you just want to put like an honorable mention at the 10?
Is that just Toby?
Yeah,
then?
Probably Toby,
that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Still think that's reasonable, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yiska, do you want to hit us with your number 4?
It's funny, Astral.
Oh, you're cruel.
That's
you're cruel,
that's
sir.
Messed up.
Gotta be at least 3. Top 3.
I think.
Spoiler.
I mean, win a championship, mate.
the thing is, like, there's. If we're thinking about elite players, right? Titles are pretty important, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my remaining players have titles. I will also say, your career was long, but you also got fucked by a lot of like circumstances outside.
Yeah, I had visa hell for 1 year.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I think that was the only time I got.
I mean,
truly okay. Screwed over.
Right, screwed over. Yes, yeah,
and yeah.
The start was also a little, you know.
Oh, the Boston
delayed.
Just a little 6 month delay on my
yeah, just a 6 month vacation, you know. Just, yeah, you know, that is what it is.
That 6 month vacation was the best thing that ever happened to my career. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, probably
because
did.
Being on that Boston contract would have been the worst thing ever.
That's the house gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I think like. Just pure mechanics, like level of play and everything. I think like you're very comparable to whoever is coming after this, right? It's just did you win a title?
We won mid-season and then the tournament before that as well, the spring one last year.
Right.
With and then class, came second a true. Lot of times.
Yeah. Of course, also. I mean, at least you got rid of the Fusion curse, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. I literally left Fusion, and the first tournament I played, I won. Like, instantly broke the Fusion curse of coming second place or third place.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I also have myself in fourth for the
same
reason.
Do you really?
I do, yeah.
Oh,
I think
okay.
That's completely reasonable.
Oh, I think you deserve. I mean, I'm going to be honest, I have you higher, but and that's not bias.
Well, thank you,
ironically,
but...
yeah.
I have not won a tournament. I have not won a championship. It would have been great.
Fair.
I think the only year where I could have really won, I kind of got unlucky metas every year. First year on Fusion is almost entirely a Lucio meta, and then we go to playoffs and it's double off tank Mercy only. And then, then from there, we go to the Fusion my second year on Fusion, which was Breaks End, where we weren't that good the whole year. It was just an APEC Mickey Mouse year.
Yeah.
And then on GLADS, we got into the Reaper Sojourn meta with Monkey, and we sucked at that. We had Kev on Reaper, which isn't ideal. And then, things just didn't go our way any year, which is unfortunate.
But the first half of 2022 was fantastic.
Honestly, I think you could have won 2 years. You could have won season 3 and... which one was the season?
Yeah,
where
season
you
3. Right. That's the double off-tank Mercy.
Right. You had a great regular season score. You just got messed up in the
meta file.
And honestly, I still feel like GLADS was the best team in the year that Fuel won. Just based on...
I agree. Throughout the year, we were the best team. I'm going to go out there and say it. They were great. They were way better at the playoffs patch.
Yep.
But for the other 3 tournaments, if we had qualified for the third one, we would have won it. The first 2, we won. So we were 2-for-2 on tournaments with Dallas that year. They just won the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I
got a smidge unlucky in the summer. That's all.
Yeah.
I honestly...
Unlucky is one way to put it.
In some ways,
depending on what you value about Overwatch, you could totally say that just from a gameplay perspective, the midseason was a more impressive victory than Grand Finals. Because Grand Finals was Mickey Mouse gambling.
Mouse. Yep.
Midseason, everyone went into midseason knowing what's going to happen, right?
That's true.
And you guys won that one there. I think...
Yeah, we rolled that. Wow. Rolled is a strong word, but I don't think we lost the match in that one.
And you did it based on perceived flexibility. I think you just had a lot of styles on lock. That...
Yeah, we could play a lot more comps than any other team. I remember our first two tournaments, we never wanted to mirror anyone. We always counter-comped. We would always know what they were going to play and then roll out on counter-comps, which worked well for us.
Do you think 100%? If you... Because the pattern with GLaDS was you started a little slow into the meta when you didn't have time to adapt as quickly. And then as you got your bearings and figured out how the new meta works, you consistently became the best team. I would even say the stage 3 thing, it was just like, it wasn't just that you were slow to figure it out. I think you had a solution. They were just like outside of the game issues that prevented you from accessing that at the time.
Ah, yeah.
Right? And and that just led to like that year just not giving you 3 titles. I think there's a very real chance that you will win stage 3. So do you think, like, if you had more time with that playoff meta, do you think you could have grinded into being the best team once again? Or is that just a meta that would have not worked with you guys?
I think we would have got better, definitely better, but I don't know how much better. We were really, really late to catch on to that meta. We'd been trying to force Doom Tracer for the longest time.
Okay, yeah.
Because it was giving us like mediocre success. But it was purely because we have Reiner and Kevster.
Yeah.
And any opportunity we had to play Doom Tracer was one that you should take.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried it a really long time in playoffs and it didn't work. And we realized, like, as we were at the LAN, that we couldn't play Doom Tracer, if I'm remembering right. That it just wasn't working. And we had to swap to this Winston Reaper Soge and pray that it would work. And it didn't work so well. But at least we won one match. So, but I think we definitely would have improved. We were always good at improving.
Ironically, like you say.
Yeah. At least I didn't lose the fusion.
Based. I like that. Coming in at 4 for me, not funny Astro. It's IDK. Name that will always be somebody who I like appreciated and was a beloved member of a Freak of Freaks. Not an important criteria point, but just shout outs to anybody who actually remembers that. Time on Shanghai, I think such a like phenomenal, like high floor Lucio player, always did his job, had some big moments that I think people can go back to and look at. I thought just a consummate professional, great at his job. I don't remember him on Brig ever at all, to be completely honest, and maybe that's probably to his detriment.
Being bad when I saw it.
Probably. There's a lot of bad Brigs.
There are. Is that fair to say? There are a lot of bad Brigs.
Joel, that's crazy. I feel like you made an error. There's 4 obvious names.
Yeah, there's. I don't know who you've missed.
Maybe I've missed one. There's a solid opportunity to fuck somebody up. It'll hit me.
To be fair, that guy is also not in the right side, I think.
He is. IDK?
No, the player. Oh, no,
the
no,
name
he is.
That I missed.
No, he is.
He is.
Okay.
He only had one good year, I think. He was only good in GOATs.
Fair, yeah.
Yeah, not a top 10 guy for me, even.
Okay.
All right. I only had him on one hero in one meta. He was insane, but again, like, I would rate Rain way higher than him.
Okay. All right. Yiska, number 3 for you. Final 3.
I mean, that's the guy you won't have, and you should have. It's Moth.
How many? I feel like I thought of Moth, and I'm like, I feel like maybe I miscounted his years. Probably did. Let's see. Yeah, yeah.
He won twice, right?
Yeah,
he won two titles. Yeah, you're right.
Transformation.
Yeah. No, you're right. Moth, I fucked up on. That's right. That is objectively correct.
Also won a tournament on
Glads. Yeah,
it's true.
Even though the rest of their year was trash, you won that tournament.
Yeah.
Right. I do remember him coming in and being transformational.
Wait, he didn't even play in that tournament.
True.
What am I saying?
Yeah,
it was just Skewed and Chew.
Skewed and Chew, yeah, true.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's also like getting past Skewed on break that year was probably
it's impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there. It's not possible.
Fair.
I mean, I think this is a very like easy question, but you brought up Skewed, so I kind of like I feel like it's necessary. This feels like a lob, but maybe I'm wrong. Is Skewed just the best break ever?
He was pretty good. He was definitely the best in that dive meta.
Okay.
I think with heroes, it's usually very meta-specific. Like, people always understand one meta more than anything.
Mm.
Like, myself, I'd say I'm definitely better in dive. And Skewed was good at the dive brig as well. I think Violet might be better in the rush brigs.
Okay.
Like, the old-school style. Playing behind a shield and swinging at people.
Yeah. Finding those right moments to...
Yeah, exactly. The bat break comps, he was always great at.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree. Moth is definitely deserves to be on my list, and objectively, I am wrong for it. I will hold that L. I will let YouTube crucify me. That's fine.
I have Moth at number 3 as well.
Okay. Moth at 3.
I feel like me and Jesper are about to have the same top 3.
The thing is, like, I'm not sure if we're overrating the one guy, but we'll talk about it once we get there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. The way that you put that, I'm like, okay. You could. I don't know. I don't hate that. Number 3, I have Xerneas. This is biased.
Whoa.
I've always thought that Xerneas both could play everything. Great Mercy. I thought he had a fantastic Lucio. Not the best, but definitely very, very good in APAC. But maybe that's just because there's a lot
good
of
good in APAC.
Lucio. Yeah, exactly. There is a weird backdrop that I think is reflected in my ranking. That like, yeah, I watched some APAC and he did kind of stick out. So it creates a bias. That's for sure. And yeah, I thought he could play everything. Can't really say the same for a lot of the players. And yeah, this is where it gets to like the elite, in my opinion. And yeah, Xerneas is I've always said that he deserves to be on the main support Mount Rushmore, but it's just
that's
me.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I thought in my head my top 5 were so locked in that you couldn't put anyone else in the top 5.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
I mean, I think I'm interested to see where everybody else goes, but okay. Astro, go ahead and do your number 2.
Number 2 is Chio.
Yeah, okay.
Same.
I think it's difficult because like I talked about before, it's really hard to swap teams, and I would love and he has swapped teams.
Yes.
He's just he's hopped teams and he's been great on both of them.
Yeah.
So there are very few people who can say the same. Moth, obviously, he swapped teams and he fell off a cliff.
Mm, true.
Violet swapped teams and he was good. I think anyone else below that swapped teams and didn't do very well on one of them. That's kind of why I put the top 5 as an exclusive zone. Moth wormed his way in by winning twice, which is pretty useful. But
pretty good, yeah. Pretty solid. Yeah. Yes, you've got Chio at 2 as well.
Yeah, I think the thing for Chio is, I think it's very obvious that, or not very obvious, but I think it's a very strong possibility that he has been the best main support every year that he's been in the league, which is not too many.
Yeah.
But the thing about the guy is that, by the way, when you guys were talking about the breast brigs, pretty sure for me that's Chio.
Okay.
I think he definitely benefits from having teamed up with Fielder. Unfortunately, we will never see them departed from each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think like the way he handled Winston's this year was insane. Big reason. I also think there was probably
I can't remember if there was ever a main support player that had a better chance at MVP than Chio.
No, never.
That's fair. Yeah, no.
No one, I don't think a main support ever even made it into the vote.
I'm not sure if Violet did.
That's a great question, yeah.
But yeah.
Violet definitely did, but he was playing flexible for the years.
Right, he didn't in the last 2 years, right? Did he? Yeah.
No.
No, okay.
He didn't make MVP.
Yeah. So, and he would have been in. It had there not been that rule or whatever, right? I'm not sure if that's true. That's just what I picked up from others, that you cannot have four nominees, but he had the votes.
I don't know if that's like a hard rule or anything. I've never heard of that before. Mm-hmm. I think everyone kind of assumes that you can't just put a whole team in the MVP list.
Yeah.
Because that wouldn't be very fair, but...
Yeah.
Also, I'll just say this right here. Like, there are a ton of rules like this. For instance... Like, if there was not the rule that you can only give finals MVP to the player that won the final, then Proper would have been finals MVP in Season 5. He had the most votes from everything that I've heard. So, realistically, this guy was one map away from an absolute Grand Slam of going Role Star, Rookie of the Year, Finals MVP, MVP, win the season.
Yeah. So close. Just... One Colosseo away from winning it all. Yeah.
A couple fights different, and you've got unironic history. I think esports history. I don't think anybody...
I don't think anyone has just won for a whole year. Yeah, but they didn't win any of the tournaments that year as
true.
Well. So I don't.
That's true.
I don't know if you can say that it's like a pure Grand Slam.
Right.
Yeah. True.
There could have been improvements, but I remember catching a lot of frag for saying, this will never happen again. And I think that was probably true, right?
Oh,
yeah, there's no
so
way.
So hard.
To come into the air and instantly just be the best at every hero you pick is a little difficult.
Yeah.
A little different. Another one of one.
I will say there's one other player. I don't want to make it heavy, but I think Alarm was that type of player as well.
When definitely. He came
in. Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, when you talk about, like, GOAT candidacy, I think, you know, God rest him. Mm-hmm. I think Alarm, you know, given some extra years under his belt, I think easily could have been a fucking GOAT.
Yeah.
Easily.
Of course.
Stunning player.
I mean, no way to argue against that.
No. And somebody who was like, fuck, man, like you could put him low, but you probably have to put him low, but phenomenal player. Alarm consistently on whatever he touched. That was one of those players I was like, dang, okay, like, he can really play support. Like, that was, like, one of those players that, like, prior to, I think, like, around the same time Violet was moving, too, that you saw him move over to Brig, and I wouldn't put it past him to be able to, you know, pull out a Lucio and hang with some of the best, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Alarm. He could do it all.
He really could.
Incredible
do
teammate
it all.
As well.
Yeah.
Joe, you're second.
It's the guest. It's Funny Astros. Am I number two?
I think that is an overplacement.
So this is where I was like, okay, like, I'm looking for, like, playmakers. I'm like, Xerneas, he gets in the mix. Mm. Like, if you want to talk about, like, cowardly Lucios, Xerneas is not a coward. Funny Astros is not a coward. They're getting in there. They're getting in the mix. I remember in the Pro-Am, Yiska and I were talking all this shit about, like, oh, like, he was telling me, like, main supports aren't going to exist and all their frauds, da, da, da.
Oh,
and
yeah, I remember
and you
this.
Slam. You pounded Pro-Am. I'm like, oh, yeah, main supports are dead, huh? Yeah, look at this shit. This kid's just fucking running the gambit, apart from some of the best DPS in the game. Like,
yeah.
Nah, Lucios ain't going anywhere. You guys, it's like the Tracer of supports. It's like, you always think you kill Tracer. But then Lucio, you can't get rid of him.
I think that's because there's just such a high skill ceiling to Lucio.
Yeah.
There's so much you can do with it. It's
hard to get.
The same as Tracer.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that have been playing it have been playing it for 5 or 6 years now.
Yep.
So if they were ever going to put the hero, even in a bad state where it was like a 48% win rate in ranked, then I would still be able to play it. Like, all the Tracer players, all the Lucio players that have played it for 5 or 6 years will still be able to play it and make it work.
Yep.
So you just can't kill these heroes. It's so difficult when you've got that much experience on them.
Yep. Yep. And I think your Brig was, like, solid. in the past. I think when we saw it, I was like, yeah, this is like, I'd like to see this more. Obviously, you had some teammates kind of, you know, getting in the way of that. But yeah, I feel like, you know, putting myself in like a GM position, I'm like, all right, who's not like, who can I put my money on that like across the metas, I feel like can hold their own no matter what. You have the Lucio, you've got the Brig. I don't know. I put my money on Astro.
That's something I need to say about Chio as well. Okay. That guy sucks at flex support.
Okay.
The difference between mid-season madness Dallas and then the rest of the season Dallas last year, I think, is purely off flex support. And it is so hard for main supports to play flex support that I think it's almost useless to even try.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, with like the or 6 years of experience, you're not going to pick Zen for a month in ranked and be clean at it.
No.
Yeah. It's impossible.
It's such a different skill set, right? Like it's so different. Hard.
And even when I've been in Overwatch League teams, of course, you never want to be benched, but I have specifically asked for there to be a backup flex support instead of double flex metas, because I would rather be benched than have to look that bad and just sort of be the problem for
waffle around on Brig and like, here's your lamp, I'm gonna try to shoot people now,
especially stuff like Zen and Ana.
Sure,
it's so unforgiving. Map, at least you've got 3 health bars, so it doesn't matter if you fuck up a little bit, but Ana and Zen are so such unforgiving heroes that if you have to play them in AL and it's a dive meta, it's so difficult. Props to him for trying. Same thing for Chorong as well. I think he was a little better at it.
Mm-hmm. I felt like, a little bit.
He's just so far off
the
flex supports.
Mm, I get that.
But I respect all the people that tried it.
It's hard, Can't imagine. It's, you know, it was always fascinating to see, like, some of the hit scans and, like, some of the older tournaments, like, adopt. Like, Shy used to be a flex support and then moved to DPS, but you'd see that in reverse a couple times where you'd see, maybe I'm getting that wrong. Anyways, number one, Yiska, hit me. I mean, who's the best main support?
Yeah, we all have the same guy, right?
Yeah.
It's Lee Jacob.
Yeah. So. It's got to be Lee Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. 100%. And begrudgingly, I was like, oh, can I put anybody else there? Can I?
No.
No, you really can't. He's got the pedigree. He's got the results. He's got the playmaking ability. He's got enough of that. That's for goddamn sure. He can play everything. Do I like him playing everything? Remains to be seen. But we have this term between us and the podcast community where it's like they're not trap players, but like they're like very. Sometimes Lee Jagon just shows up on the day and is like, I'm going to make all the plays, and he does. And then sometimes he kind of looks a little silly. Sometimes
engage turbo.
He looks a little silly, but in our match, he did the engage turbo feed, but they won every fight that he engaged turbo fed, so he's doing something right. Like,
he is.
I'm not even kidding. He was running in and just dying first every fight. But every fight, he'd have 5 people look at him before he died. The rest of his team would run at us as well, and there'd be an Orisa Genji in your back line. The second you've killed Lee Jagon, but now you're dead. You know? Like, he didn't care about his KD.
Oh.
He did not care about stats at all. He was just like, I am going in with my team, and I am going to kill you. And if you kill me, then someone else is going to kill you.
I feel like that's something that like the community just assumes that everybody does, but when you unironically look from like the top down enough times, you see a lot of Lucios just kind of hanging in the back. Like,
yeah,
you don't
it's so easy to hang in the back.
Punch. Yeah.
Yeah, you feel like you're getting more value. You know, you got your aura on 4 or 5 people. You're shooting a lot, but no one's really looking at you. You're not taking aggro.
Yep.
I think Lee Jagon was the best at taking aggro, as I'd call it, because, I mean, that's why people think he feeds a lot, because he takes a lot of aggro.
And he kind of does, but like,
yeah,
hey,
you play against him.
Success hit. I feel like there's...
find yourself calling his name a lot.
Man, we're shooting Lee Jagon a lot. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a couple players, like, historically even, that you're just like, yeah, I don't know why this player is so good, because they just kind of die a lot. But then you're like... they do win, and like they have to just global taunt. Like, I remember back in the day, like, trying to make a case for like Fraggy. I think in season 1, where I'm like,
he's got all the aggro on him.
He
6
it has
people
to be
chasing him.
He's pinning like a mile away, and he just opens space for Carpe and God knows whoever else was on that team. I can't for the life of me remember, but there are always those players who just have that taunt ability and just pull everybody's attention to them. And it does not, like you said, it does not reflect nicely on stats, but it is successful sometimes.
Yeah. Can definitely feel the pressure when you play against them.
Mm. Get that. Yeska?
Is he...
Any love?
Is he the strongest mechanical player other than maybe Violet, because that's a little cheating, but...
Yep. I would say so. Oh, Chio. I'm not sure. Chio would definitely be up there.
Okay.
So, right. Chio sucking at flex support is not based on bad mechanics. It's bad.
It's just like you walk in the wrong place for half a second and you're dead right. When you play Zen. It was just that meta specifically. Mm-hmm. Where it was like Ana Zen, and everyone was playing like Doom Tracer as well. It's like, good luck surviving. You got to figure it out and you've got to play it perfectly. Manage it. Luckily, I had Shu and Skewed, so they did that job for me.
For sure.
They had you covered. That's all good.
How did you think? Because like I feel like there are two Lucio gods. That's you, and that's Lee Jaegon. Yep. How would you compare yourself to Lee Jaegon?
I'm way more passive, I'd say.
Comparatively, I mean, he's like the turbo feed engage.
Yeah, exactly. Comparatively.
Yeah.
And also, in terms of mechanics, I would add FD God into the three.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would just also add that he tends to not use his mechanics for good. This is the only way I can really put it.
Okay.
This is mechanics for evil.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that... Yeah, okay.
He doesn't do things at the right time.
Yeah,
He's got sick mechanics.
He presses buttons real good.
Yeah.
He's got hands.
He's clean with it. But yeah, definitely Lee Jaegon. I think out of the rest of the top group, Moth probably had the worst mechanics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's like the polar opposite of FD God.
Right. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's also pretty good when a lot of your playtime can just be Mercy as well, right?
Yeah. It definitely helps. To be the smart player and be in the GOATS meta, in the Mercy meta, is pretty lucky.
It's true.
Do you feel... I'm intrigued. Like you said, Rain, for instance, is a player. Like if let's say we had two more seasons, are there any players that you think would have made it in? Or let's say they got two more seasons in the league, they would have had a chance?
Rain, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's my biggest like dark horse of this whole list.
Okay.
I don't think there's anyone else who would be like, give them more time and they'd be nuts. If FD God had another few years on Paris with 9k and Rush, don't know what could have happened.
Mm-hmm. I think Bliss is a good shout, yeah. Like what Eric is.
Bliss.
For Dallas, right? This year.
Yeah, I didn't really watch him a lot. I didn't watch his POV, so I'm not sure. Yeah.
That's right.
What did you
not
think?
To watch APEC.
That's why there's only a slander, but yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think about the Vindame thing? Like, did you think like he was actually not good, or did he just not look good on Shock, or what?
It's just fraud APAC supports coming to the West and being exposed.
Ah,
what about Fixer?
Yeah, he's all right. He's could be a lot better. Could be a lot worse. Yeah. I think APAC always had the support problem.
Yeah.
Last year as well, especially. Like, they had nuts DPS, but they just such a support drought. And I don't know what it is about the region. There are a lot of flex supports, actually. Main support drought, more specifically.
Mm-hmm.
They just...
Truth.
They're doing something wrong.
Let me milk you...
I say that with APAC players, my top two. But... they're doing something wrong.
they're exceptions to the rule. They're
definitely.
Yeah,
the general level of play.
Yeah.
Let me milk you for content and ask you on Custer.
The boy. Yeah. On his birthday?
Well.
Oh, it's his birthday. Well, we can't say anything.
I think it's his birthday today. I think it's his 30th.
Okay.
don't tell the audience that, but it's not going to be uploaded on his birthday, so you can go.
This is true. This is true.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
you did make the list.
Yes, you're good.
You can go in my honorable mentions just because of that.
There you go. Hey, the boy.
He's too smart. All I remember about Custer is him being too smart to play the game.
God bless. Real ones. Got benched for somebody who unironically couldn't wall ride.
Like Violet in his first few months.
Yep.
Is there anything to say about like staple players? I remember like Chara having like a lot of years in the league, I think, from what I recall, right?
Another one I was thinking about putting somewhere in the list was OG.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was more recency bias.
Sure.
Because it's just because he's played a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's only played 2 years now, actually.
Two years, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely. Definitely hard to put him in the list somewhere.
Like results or like pedigree behind you, and like a lot of hype coming in and
great
was,
in
like,
scrims.
Solid. Yeah.
Winning a lot of scrims on Toronto.
Yeah, I feel like as a player, and especially it at least a little bit kind of permeates outside of it. Are there those players that just like excel in scrims, but when it comes to officials, it's just like, yeah, just different. Yeah, just...
I don't think there's any players that excel in scrims. I think there's the opposite.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there was any player on Toronto.
Ah, okay.
I think it was just the whole team was great in scrims, and then whatever they were doing wasn't working in matches.
Hmm.
But people generally just not trying in scrims, like Sparkle, I think is the first name that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in 2019 when we went to Gauntlet, we scrimmed them and thought he was terrible. And we rolled them in scrims. We were like, yeah, these Apex teams, it's going to be easy. And then in the match, he's just a different beast. Like, he's so much better in matches.
Yeah,
I think the whole of the Boston roster this year was the same as well. Just the team just leveled up on match day.
The old vets coming in.
Yeah, old vets just bored in scrims, just having a laugh.
I'm going to walk past you.
Yeah, they're just having some fun in scrims, to be honest.
Yeah,
I can
beer
see
for
it.
My warm up, beer for some stretches. Ah, how's everybody doing today?
They're just clocking in to take the paycheck so they don't get cut from the team. Then it comes to the match day and they start trying.
Yep. God bless them.
How many years did Bikus have? Was it two or three?
Two.
Bikus was good in his first year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Comparatively, I'd say. Solid.
Yeah.
Good player.
And decent in his second year, right?
Mm-hmm. Again, not too many like great Lucios. Again, somebody who always did their job.
Yeah, he was
had some big plays.
Top of the pack the first two seasons, though.
Yeah,
definitely.
3 years.
But the third year doesn't count because it was really bad.
Fair enough.
I like
that. First 2 years, he was really good.
Anybody from prior to the Overwatch League that you remember like looking at being like stunned by, like, oh, this guy's doing some crazy shit. Like, I know everybody like memes on like wins, but
not on main support.
Okay,
main support is Mistakes. I thought was sick.
Okay,
he was always grinding ranked as well. He was so good at every hero. He would just decide that he's going to learn a new hero and then make an account and just play on that for 1,000 games, and then he'd be really good.
Damn.
Wow.
Any other ranked demons out there? You're just like, bro, why do I always queue into like this guy? And he just torments you. Can be anybody.
Occasionally, there's that one guy in America this year who was clean at Widow. What's his name? Rose or something? I don't remember.
Huh.
But there was one guy. It's going to kill me that I don't know his name.
There's a demon of a Widow one trick just running around on the...
I think it was Rose or something like that.
Rose. Interesting. Okay.
It's just dominating. Could have been
Contenders crew. See what... could have been... I mean, hey. These days, anything could be.
Yeah.
Some AI has gone rogue.
Yeah, but I feel like all of the talent that you'd see in ranked, at least, got put into the league.
Yeah.
At some point or another. And generally performed about as well as you saw them in ranked.
Okay. Interesting. Any final things, Yiska? Pick Astro's brain?
No, I think we covered it all. I think, it's just a very hard list to make. I'm pretty surprised by Animal. So I think that's the one that I didn't have, and I probably wouldn't have it in my top 15, to be honest. But
I think for me, he slid into the mid tier.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, there's six people, or like five or six in the top tier, mm-hmm. probably five, definitely not Animo. But then there's a bunch in the sort of mid sort of mess, where there's Animo, Massa, Chorong, Xerneas, Nisha, Toby. I would also put Faith in the mid mess.
Okay.
Mm. And that's where it sort of gets a little difficult.
Yeah,
Vindame maybe as well. Can add him into the mid mess.
Mm-hmm. Mid mess. It always feels like that's how the Overwatch League ended up panning out. It's like you have like the elite teams, and then like somewhere you could be any mess of these teams in the middle of the tier.
Yeah, exactly. Like if a bunch of those players were swapped with each other, on between the different rosters, I'm not convinced there'd be a massive difference.
Maybe not. I feel like there's maybe like one or two surprises, but I can imagine it's like, you guys are like, okay, like you're
when they were,
deserve to
players
be here,
were playing
but
at the right at the same time.
Agreed. All right. Thank you for coming on and chatting with us. It's been about that time. Right. Any final things? Any shout outs? You want to plug the stream? Anything coming up for you?
Twitch.tv, Funny Astro. Come watch. I play ranked every day. It's super entertaining. We're playing Flash Ops as well, December the 13th to the 17th. And we're going to be streaming scrims on that channel.
Oh, nice.
And everyone else on the team as well.
Awesome.
So you can come and watch us scrim occasionally and then play matches in the middle of December.
Based. Boy, you're opening Christmas presents, you know, or celebrating any any and all holidays. You can go listen to Astro Mauled at Hottie for sleeping in. all right. Yiska, anything coming up for you down the pipeline?
Just, you know, doing some of the aftermath. Of course, looking forward to whatever is going to be announced with Overwatch League. I guess let me tag this on because it's public information, I think. And I'm not sure, once again, I don't know what's happening, but the owner of the Toronto the CEO of the Toronto Define, Adam Adamu, said on an earnings call that he expects year-over-year viewership growth in Overwatch. That's a lofty goal. I think that's also pretty hard given the just the amount of attention and games that Overwatch League attracted, so that's a high bar. I don't have information to go on, but that's interesting to hear. Other than that, you know, just keeping up with the Joneses, I guess, and seeing where things are leading, and then, you know, slowly going into Christmas content as well.
Feel you there. All right. Episode 323 is a wrap. We will see you next week, maybe with another rank down. We'll see. But until then, enjoy your holidays and be safe, I guess. Yeah. Adios.
Bye-bye.